You're listening to SBS News.
At the centre of this public housing complex in Manila is perhaps the most famous basketball court in Asia. At all hours of the day, residents gather on balconies to watch the action below. For 26-year-old Carlo Belvis, the basketball court is an escape from the pressures of everyday life.
Happiness for me, it's basketball give happiness. It forgets all your problems when you're playing basketball. You can show your emotion. You can release all of it when you're playing basketball. That's why I love the game.
Like football in Brazil, basketball has a near religious following in the Philippines, and its home is this court at the Fort Bonifacio tenement. When Kobe Bryant, an icon of the sport, was among nine people killed in a helicopter crash in 2020, local artists transformed the court into a memorial that went viral around the world. The tribute added to Tenement's credibility as an icon of global basketball. Every other day, international travellers wander in on pilgrimages to see the hallowed court. Jeremy Lubsey visited the court while on holiday from South Carolina in the United States.
This is special. It's all about the passion and the story of this court and this complex. So it means something to the people, and the people, that's what make the story. So they've certainly captured that here, and you can see the passion on display on the games going on.
Today, the iconic Kobe Bryant painting is gone, but a canvas replica is kept hidden away. But global recognition hasn't solved a housing crisis looming over the court and the approximately 3,000 residents that live in the building. In 2010, local authorities declared the building unsafe and vulnerable to typhoons and earthquakes. Tenants were issued eviction notices and a small number accepted an offer by the government to resettle elsewhere. But the majority refused to leave. Jennifer Corpin is the president of the Tenement Homeowners Association, a community group that represents residents.
From before until now, we continuously making noise, not only locally but internationally, and you know that.
The eviction notices have stopped, but the building still hasn't been made safe. Huge cracks can be seen in the walls, and the upper levels have no water. Residents haul buckets upstairs to drink and bathe.
The resident still wants to stay, but of course, we don't know the integrity of the building. So the problem with the NHA, the National Housing Authority, is that they don't have...
There have been reports the Philippines National Housing Authority still plans to relocate the residents. But for years, nothing has been done. Ms. Corpin says residents know the building could collapse and they would accept resettlement if a new complex could be found nearby. But they want the heritage of the building, its people and their court to be preserved.
There's a lot of history in this building, a lot. Maybe we can preserve this community as one of the heritage places instead of turning down the building.
An icon of a global sport, but for locals, it's home. In Manila, Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.